The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's Thursday, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, April 20th, 2023. And for those of you who are listening to us on shortwave, 7.490 and Rens Radio Network, welcome aboard. If you shop at the Power Mall, which is our only means of survival other than your donations, our Power Mall is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time. If you want to talk to somebody, 877-817-9829 is the number to call. You can use the live chat on thepowermall.com, but many of you don't have internet. We understand that. Large crux of our audience doesn't have it. But if you do, you can send us an email at support@thepowermall.com if you have any questions. And, of course, while you're at thepowermall.com, you can click on the Daily Deal tab and enjoy even more savings on products that you normally would have to buy elsewhere. And, of course, we appreciate you buying them here. We've got 10% off site-wide, excluding dropship products this week, in addition to double reward points on your order, including phone orders. You also qualify for the rewards points. Retail ground shipping will be upgraded to priority for free, and we've got closeouts. You don't get the extra 10% off because of the 30% off on the Global Healing Center Acid Reflux and Silver Shield Sanitizer. We've got the 15% off allergy relief products, and you don't get an extra 10% off because they're marked 15% off on quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinew Orega, Latero Flora Probiotic, Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, and OptiVita Digestive Enzymes. We've got some new stuff out there on the Power Mall, which is North American Herb and Spices Purely Liver, Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst. Can't wait to try that. My plants are doing really well. As a matter of fact, I sent Catherine, our producer, two pictures yesterday of what my gardens look like. Hopefully we'll get them posted up on the chat board so you can see it. OptiVita Sugar to Fiber and Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kits also available. And all you got to do is click on the Partners tab. That easy. Dr. Kay Elliott, double PhD economist, and Priscilla Romans joining us today. She's with Great Care. She's been on the show a couple of times before. Sweet lady. And she's very proactive when it comes to representing people and being their advocate. For those of you who don't want to call in and comment on our broadcast, you can call in at 877-817-9029 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Topic or guest recommendations, same number. Press number 2 for the Power Hour. You can listen to us by phone, 631-359-8232. And we, of course, appreciate your donations either by shopping at the Power Mall, which benefits you. And, of course, you can call us and make a donation as well. Keep the shortwave going. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, if you want to send a donation by check or cash. And, of course, we have newsletters you can sign up for, the newsletter tabs, either at thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com, and we can hook you up. Of course, we also have thepowerhour.com. We have a community forum, which is where I was just talking about getting the pictures posted there so you can see what my garden's doing. It's raised bed. We also, for those of you who are having issues with growing food, powerhourfood.com is also there for you. Teaches you how to grow food. Victory Gardens. We're going to have a lot about gardening today on the show. Rick Satellite Systems, by the way, we're giving away one tomorrow and one on May 5th. Great way to listen to the Power Hour radio show. And, of course, you know, ricksatelliteusa.com is the stuff there. Good stuff, Rick Kaler. Christian man, got it all together. And now we get on to some of the warnings. As you know, The Biden administration is swirling around controversy like a toilet that has just been flushed. The water swirls, and so does the controversy involving Hunter Biden and the fact that DOJ is running interference form, according to an IRS whistleblower, came forward. Of course, now they haven't disclosed who the whistleblower is, because obviously the whistleblower does not want to be met with retribution, which is more than likely. They would disappear. The jackbooted thugs in the Biden administration would come and take them away, and you'd never hear from them again. So therefore, we have to trust that what information was out there about the Department of Justice blocking further investigation of Hunter Biden, it's not official news, even though the media says it is. We don't know what happened. All we know is Hunter Biden hadn't been brought to justice, and neither has the big guy. A former defense official has also said, and we do name names in that one, that would be Simone Ledeen. She's the Biden administration official, former defense official. She has said that Afghans that were evacuated to the U.S. included known bomb emplacers. In other words, those are people that know how to make IEDs, improvised explosive devices, and they know how to plant them in the ground for the purposes of booby trapping things or people. That should bring you a real settling feeling, because now they're here. Now they're in the U.S. courtesy of the Biden administration. They think they're so wonderful, and they pat themselves on the back until somebody says, okay, it's time to start mayhem. And no, it's not the Allstate commercial guy with a Band-Aid on his forehead that's going to fall out of somebody's car or land on your roof or whatever the case may be, or crash through your front door or window. No, it's not one of them. No, it's somebody that actually can set off a bomb anytime, any place, and take out a number of people. All they got to do is be given the order. Amazing how that works. And they're all loose in this country. We should feel really good, which is probably one of the reasons why Americans are stocking up on guns, food, and ammo. Let this be a warning to you. How do you know they're not going to show up at your door? We don't know that. And we've got a war without end going on. The White House has just approved. I'd like to know how White House is going to do that. How does a White House approve $320 million of new military aid package for Ukraine? How's that possible? How does a White House do that? The White House is a building. I love the way the media writes this stuff. This is typical of ChatGP garbage. It's nothing but crap. All we know is if $320 million more is going to Ukraine, it's coming out of our tax dollars. That should get you really upset. First Patriot missile systems, by the way, have arrived in Ukraine. Surface-to-air guided missiles from the U.S. Yep. Kyiv hopes it's going to shield from Russian strikes during the war. We'll see about that. Apparently, from what we have been told already, that has been leaked by a 21-year-old, which we're still trying to figure out how that happened, that we have U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine, and now that we have surface-to-air guided missile systems, you know, we just inches us a little bit closer every day to nuclear war. This is why we have Nuke Protect, folks, because you just don't know where they're going to lob one in. I would think that, you know, if they were smart, they would target New York and Washington, D.C. first, because that represents our financial and our political center. And usually if they want to scare the hell out of a country, they take out their key players. So, you know, here's the thing. Biden is not doing you commie pig Congress people. He's not doing you any favors. I think he's just making it, you know, more accessible. See, you're going to have to go home and you're going to have to face your constituents who are going to be really perturbed with you if all of a sudden they start lobbing nukes in on us. And of course, if they lob in an EMP by hypersonic missile over Kansas and put out our entire grid, which people, for some strange reason, we have a lot of people out there in the United States that are in denial that such a thing could happen, even though Senator Bob Hall from Texas has been on our show and he's actually said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We've had other people on here talking about the same thing too. As a matter of fact, last week we talked about it last week, Wednesday in particular, for those of you who want to go in and look at our archives and listen to that show and share it with your friends. You think this is all mere folly until it happens, and then people will be going, well, Krieger was right, but it's a little too late to do anything. Might as well put our heads between our legs and kiss our proverbial derrieres goodbye, right? See, a lot of people just give up. Just like foreclosure changes the mindset. When all else fails and everything collapses around you, people are going to put a gun to their head. It's what they'll do. They'll just give up. They won't fight back. We have been so dumbed down and made so lazy, a majority of America will just give up their guns to an authoritarian dictatorship of a government with jackbooted thugs, which represents the BATF. You know, yesterday was the anniversary of Waco. Look how many women and children they murdered. They had to demonize them first. Don't be surprised if the black SUVs roll up on your door. They already have the media informed, and they might even be there. CNN might be there to videotape the whole takedown. Yeah, they like to kick in your door with a battering ram at 5 o'clock in the morning and catch you in your underwear or worse. See, this is what we have to look forward to if we keep this stuff up and we don't say no. Have to start telling our Congress people in Washington, look, if you want to get reelected again and you don't want us coming after you when you come back here to have your little town hall meetings, I tell you, I guarantee you that if they lobbed in a nuke on New York, AOC would have no place to go back to. Because as soon as she showed up, all those people that are being exposed to radiation that are dying would have no second thought about taking her out. Yeah, they can hide in their bunkers all they want to, but when they come out, see, radiation's got a half-life. So, you know, the more that we get closer to this nonsense with Ukraine and pissing off Putin, you know, they all think that, you know, they got everybody in America, except for the smart ones that listen to this show, believing that Ukraine is beating Russia with our help. That is just the biggest load of caca that the media has put out yet to date. We've got an administration whose leaders are owned by China. China's buying gobs of property in America. Of course, that's, you know, here's the thing. You got to ask yourself that big question. Why would China want to launch a nuke? And see, they're getting together with Russia, and they probably had this conversation already. Why would we want to launch a nuke and permeate America with half-life radiation? We would not, all these acres that we bought. Now, was that just a ruse? Buying this stuff up just so we can say we own property in America? Or does it have something to do with the fact that they're going to use that property? I mean, 400,000 acres the Chinese own. Gee, 400,000 acres. Great place for a concentration camp, don't you think? Round up all the dissidents after they set off an EMP. That seems like the most logical. Or they could take down the grid by cyber attack. Hey, we got a lot of those Chinese nationals coming in the country through our southern border. You ever heard of Pegasus spyware? It can infect your phone without any sign of intrusion and extract everything on it. Every email, every text message, every photo, every calendar appointment. While monitoring everything you do with it in real time, it can record every keystroke, even when you're using encrypted applications, and watch through your phone's camera or listen through its microphone, even if your phone is turned off. It's called Pegasus, and Mexico has become the largest user of that most notorious spy tool. Don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Stephen Wright. No, it's not the comedian. He's a National Health Service employee in Southeast London. He died 10 days after his first dose in January 2021, according to a senior coroner, Andrew Harris. They held an inquest into this at London's Inner South Coroner's Court. Mr. Harris described it as a very unusual and deeply tragic case, but it's been attributed to unintended complications of the vaccine. This is one of the first formal inquests where they've actually pinned the tail on the donkey. It was due to the COVID-19 jab. Vivek Ramaswamy, by the way, has announced he's suing the World Economic Forum. Ah, Klaus Schwab and the Schwab Kebabs. Yeah, that band of misfits. accusing the organization of creating a false perception of affiliation by listing Vivek Ramaswamy as one of its young global leaders. Ramaswamy says, I got nothing to do with this bunch. That's defamation. He repeatedly, when he found out that the World Economic Forum included him on the list, he asked to be removed. Yeah, they haven't done it yet. Now, why do you think that they would do this? You see, they want to cause unrest. They want to bring doubt to the GOP so that they don't vote for Vivek Ramaswamy, even though he talks a good talk. No, they want to put Trump up there so they can beat him up some more. They want him in there. And see, the thing is Trump's got a deal going on, a four-point game plan for dismantling the deep state that undermined Trump the last time. Of course, they went on Daily Signal, which is owned by the Heritage Foundation, to make their intentions known. Why would you do that? Yeah. Wow. So that $325 million in new arms aid for Ukraine, by the way, includes HIMARS ammo. See, we're just giving away the store, aren't we? Amazing how that works. Representative Lance Gooden of Texas joined the growing list of Republicans endorsing former President Trump for 2024 after having a positive meeting with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And, of course, President Trump returned to Instagram, ending his more than two-year absence on the social media platform. And he's launched digital trading cards. Yeah, he has an image of himself holding what appears to be the Liberty Bell. And they've got him on a king, like a regular playing card with a king with his head superimposed on it, of course. Wow. Takes some real pomposity to put yourself on a playing card on the king card. You remember they did this in Iraq as well. They had playing cards with all the people they were after. Wow, that's kind of a oxymoronic there, isn't it? So this four-point game plan, you know, this is really, really crazy. It's called Project 2025. And seriously, what this does, they want to disrupt everything in deep state by streamlining the firing process. They will have a whole group of people that are going to be sitting there looking at this. They call it Schedule F. They're going to go out of their way to bust unions, public sector unions. They're going to go after them big time and choke them off and the people that support them. Market-based pay and improving efficiency. They're going to remodel federal pay and benefits. And then the Schedule F, which I just mentioned, they're going to direct agency heads to prepare a list of federal employees in positions of a confidential policy determining, policy making, or policy advocating character that are not normally subject to change as a result of a presidential transition. In other words, what they're going to do is they're going to target people who have been out there making all these rules and laws. And they're just they're not elected officials. They are not held accountable for anything. And they're going to eliminate them. That's what will happen. Of course, they made that known. And, of course, as you know, the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, is run by Tavistock Institute in London. Has been since it started. It's celebrating its 50-year anniversary. Yeah. And, of course, Mike Lee from Utah wanted to give a little resolution celebrating it, and the Democrats blocked him and said, nope, you're not doing that. Gee, that's really funny because that's where a lot of the misinformation has come from. So you got to wonder what all of this gobbledygook is out there that is trying to literally confuse us, which is why we have learned of late to read between the lines and not trust anything that's going on. One thing we do know for sure is that a judge, U.S. District Judge, has basically said the subpoena against Pomerantz, Mark Pomerantz, had a valid legislative purpose and allowed the deposition of him before the judicial committee there, Jim Jordan heads up. That's going to happen this morning, and Pomerantz has to appear. A Florida bill designed to protect kids from businesses hosting drag shows has passed both chambers and is headed to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk down in Tallahassee, Florida. Lawmakers filed Senate Bill 1438 in early March, introduced by Republican State Senator Randy Fine and State Senator Clay Yarborough in their respective chambers, would effectively penalize businesses that allow kids to attend these drag shows, which are meant for adults. So no more of this dancing around in front of little kids in Mickey D's or whatever, bouncing up and down, talking about their private parts, and don't you think they're cute? These people are sick and twisted. But you see, here's the thing. This transgender ideology is being connected to an elevated risk of violent radicalization. This ideology that's currently permeating the political movement around gender and transgenderism drives its adherents into psychological corners and makes them susceptible to being radicalized, according to several experts on radical movements and religious extremism. I mean, that look what happened on March 27th. Audrey Elizabeth Hale shot 6 people dead, including 3 children. And I know there are people out there that are going to, oh, wait a minute, she had 2 different pairs of shoes on, she was wearing different pants, the whole thing was staged, you can say what you want. You know, we've yet to see the manifesto. Why are they hiding all this stuff from us, you see? Because then it gives the other side, the left, who's controlling the media, the opportunity to come out and say, we need gun control, we need to take away these assault rifles, these AR, which stands for assault rifle. No, it doesn't. This is how stupid these people are. They passed these weird laws in Oregon by vote of the actual public. They want to restrict assault rifles. But the thing is that the opposition brought Dr. John Lott Jr., who's been on this show, to argue against that. And so they put that on hold, as a matter of fact, implementation of that law. See, because Lott has the facts. These people are only doing this based on emotion. Just take away the guns and then we won't have to worry about crime anymore. That's like sticking your head in the sand. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you can take and you can twist the minds of these kids and make them think they're somebody they're not, and that what God made them isn't really what it should be. Then you have things of what like just happened. We have the surgery clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina, called Cosmetic Concierge. These kids, as young as 14 years of age, have undergone double mastectomy procedures there. This is a surgical clinic lopping off breasts of 14-year-olds. Yeah, it's really funny. We have a North Carolina legislator wanting to move Disney, Walt Disney World, because of what DeSantis is doing to Disney. They're making overtures to bring Disney World to North Carolina. And I'm like, you really think those Southern religious people are going to want a transgender-based, don't say gay-based outfit, which literally is occupying damn near 2 parts of 2 counties in Florida? You want them to just pick up and move their whole thing there? And you're going to try to sweeten the pie by giving them $750,000 to incentivize them to move their whole organization there, when they just announced they're laying off 7,000 workers? Really? Wow. You people are dreaming. You can tell who all the people are that are really serving the interests of the left. Wow. Yeah, I know. Now, let's see, because of the fact that I'm looking at we had Dr. Kevin on yesterday talking about the fact the uniparty system does indeed exist, according to his take. He is a political science professor at Hillsdale College. And you got to wonder, you can listen to the archive, it's there, thepowerhour.com. Then you got this quo warranto writ that's out there. Now we've got accusations of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, formerly California's Attorney General, violating a law called the Hatch Act last year, September 15th. The Office of Special Counsel, appointed by Biden, was speaking in his official capacity at the Hispanic Caucus Institute Annual Awards Gala. And, of course, he expressed support for Senator Alex Padilla's reelection bid. The Hatch Act bars individuals and executive agencies from using their official capacity or influence for the purpose of interfering with or affecting the result of an election. So the endorsement was illegal. We have another article on our email blast that you should be subscribing to. Is the recommendation by U.S. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, otherwise known as, for a national divorce already happening? Oh, you bet it is. A column by Washington Secrets author Paul Bedard is providing evidence of that possibility. Marjorie Taylor Greene recently suggested the split because of the seemingly unbridgeable chasm between the extremist positions of leftist Democrats in America and the more traditional values of Republicans. Hey, everybody's got skeletons in their closet, folks. Democrats advocate the life-altering transgender surgeries, virtually unlimited spending, and the exclusion of parents from major life decisions involving their kids. I have even been getting personal text messages from people in Washington State that are freaking out over this bill where they literally could come and take your kids and hide them from you and change their sexes without telling you where they are and giving you an opportunity to do anything about it. This is how crazy it's getting in these libtard states. Yeah. And despite the fact that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's been on the show before, has announced officially his campaign for the presidency, becoming the first Kennedy since 1979 to make a bid for the White House and third to challenge the sitting president. Well, now they're going after his wife, and we're talking about Hollywood, Hollywoke. His wife is actor Cheryl Hines, and they're attacking her now because she's endorsing him. Yeah, Hollywoke. No, you got to have things status quo. And if we're not allowed to speak the truth and we let the government criminalize free speech, like the commentary by John and Nisa Whitehead we're putting on today's email blast goes, we're all in trouble because that is when the killing starts. That's when they come for you. We have to be able to protest peacefully and speak freely and expose government wrongdoing and criticize the government without fear of retaliation, arrest, or incarceration. And you take that away, well, the jackbooted thugs are going to come out, and that's why everybody's stockpiling on guns and ammo. Because you may be protecting your own homestead from these thugs. Supreme Court, by the way, for a day or so, has halted the abortion pill mifepristone, staying lower court rulings, which would have restricted access to the abortion pill, where they want to do anything they can to kill their unborn. And, of course, now, remember Sam Brittain, the one that worked for the Department of Energy's Office of Nuclear Energy? Stealing luggage? Well, he avoided jail time, but now he's got to undergo a psych eval. Go figure. We'll be back with more news, headlines, and your comments after these words. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
To the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, April 20th, 2023. Dave Krieger back with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's the thing. I wanted to go back to that article by John and Nisa Whitehead. He's with the Rutherford Institute. John has been on this show before multiple times. And this basically is speak your truth. Don't let the government criminalize free speech. See, so what this is what the police state wants. And George Washington even said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. And what the police state wants is a silent, compliant, oblivious citizenry. So that means the application of the First Amendment has to be put into use by an engaged citizenry that speaks truth to power using whatever peaceful means are available to us. Speaking one's truth doesn't have to be the same for each person either. Everybody's got their own opinion. That truth doesn't have to be palatable or pleasant or even factual. Just like Alex Jones calling out Sandy Hook as didn't happen. He had every right. He had free speech. Now, the problem is, when people listen to this stuff, whether it's not palatable or pleasant or even factual, and they go act out by force or violence, we have a problem. And they start attacking the individuals and harassing the individuals and slandering and defaming the individuals. You see, when the language becomes defamatory, then you have to take that to its next logical conclusion. But even this article by John Whitehead says we can be loud, we can be obnoxious, we can be politically correct or incorrect, we can be conspiratorial or mean or offensive. You see, the left certainly is taking advantage of free speech. Every time we turn around, somebody's calling us a racist for some reason or another. Maybe they don't like the impersonations we do. Now, all of a sudden, that makes us racist. No, it doesn't. What it basically does is it's making a point. The point is we can be all these things because the First Amendment takes a broad and classically liberal approach to the free speech rights of the citizenry. In a nutshell, the government may not encroach or limit the citizenry's right to freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and protest. This is why the First Amendment is so critical. You take it away, and that's when the killing starts. So understand that the First Amendment to the United States is protected by the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which is the right to bear arms. A lot of people out there believe that is your natural God-given right. And see, the thing is, this country was founded on godly principles, right? And it doesn't matter whether you're George Washington or Crispus Attucks, you have the right to do exactly what happened on April 19th, which was, by the way, for those of you who don't know your history, also, it wasn't just Waco burning. No, it was Lexington, the Battle of Lexington. So, yeah. See, you forget about that part of history? Well, see, the left would like to make you forget it. Here's some interesting news about what happened yesterday. The House GOP, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, unveiled legislation to increase the nation's debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, or until March 31, 2024, whichever comes first. At the same time, the measure would return discretionary spending to 2022 levels, limit spending growth to 1% per year, and take back unspent COVID-19 relief funds, repeal certain tax credits, reinstate work requirements for many people on public assistance, and remove barriers to increase production of domestic energy. If enacted, the Limit Save Grow Act of 2023 would allay concerns about a possible default on U.S. obligations, but push a more permanent resolution of the debt crisis into the election season. See, there's always a reason why they do what they do. It's all about patting yourself on the back and saying, dig me. It's what they do. All politicians do it. And see, now the bigger question is should we care? Should we care what they do? Well, you know, we can be NIMBY. That's NIMBY, which stands for not in my backyard. So as long as it doesn't affect me personally, I don't care. When they come to my door, I'll say no. And if they keep up with their tirade and say, little pig, let me come in. And you say, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Yeah. Then we'll use a battering ram and break your front door in. Yeah, see, that's a big bad wolf. See, as long as we don't have to relive that and we don't have a house built out of sticks or a house built out of straw. Wow. See, actually, straw bale homes, not only are they hugely energy saving, they also will resist fairly high caliber rounds, maybe not a 50, but most every other one, yeah. In the category of health, we have a story in our email blast about five ways that earthing can help fight disease because it reduces inflammation when you take your socks and shoes off and walk around on the bare earth. It helps reduce stress hormones, can help you sleep better, can help increase energy, and can help lower pain. Believe it or not. Yeah, we have the full story on the email blast. And our brains need animal fat to fully function, according to a psychiatrist. Believe it or not, we have a story on that as well. Do you know our brains are two-thirds fat? Bet you didn't know that. That's why we have super krill oil, 1,000 milligram, 60 count, and astaxanthin with DHA, 90 count, at the Power Mall. So if you want a little higher order thinking in your life, this might be a great way to do it. Next time you go shop at the Power Mall, by the way, we open up in 20 minutes there, Central Time. Some Americans, according to the FDA now the FDA is saying that some Americans shouldn't get another COVID-19 vaccine shot. Wow. A judge in Mississippi has ruled that the states have to allow religious exemptions from vaccinations that kids are required to receive so they can attend school. Yeah, we'll see how long that stays up. And, of course, you know, we go to the phone lines. Dave in New York, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is going to get around to the First and Second Amendment. But remember when the Dixie Chicks were over in Germany and it said something against one of the Bushes and it became like a
national
outrage?
Yeah, I remember that.
What exactly did they say? I'm not sure, but
Well, no, it was Natalie Maines, the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks, and she was talking down on Bush. And people didn't like it. Doesn't matter what she said, really. She just said it, and now they live to regret
it. Well, it kind of does because one of the Bushes said that the Constitution or Bill of Rights, whatever, was just a GD piece of paper. You know, I think it was Papa Bush, but it could have been Dumya.
Yeah, you know, Papa Bush is the one that came out and said, "Read my lips, New World Order." You know, so they're all involved in it. They all are. They're all involved in it. Nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody, you know, they got Secret Service protection. Nobody can do anything about it. Why would they want to do anything about it? It's just a human being that just opened his yap and made a statement. I mean, Senior Bush isn't with us anymore. And the thing is, Dave, you notice all these other politicians have really tried to play it cool and not come out of the gate on all of this stuff? Have you noticed that lately?
I noticed some of the headlines, you know, last night and false reporting on crime statistics saying that the states that, including Texas and Florida, that have, you know, concealed carry laws or whatever it is, you know, you don't need a permit, that they have the highest rates of death by gun in the whole country. And they mentioned like four or five states that had the, you know, I don't believe that for one second. And then last night there was... some cheerleader got shot jumping into the wrong car.
Yep.
You know, and the guy must have been standing his ground or whatever and shot her in the head. It's like, you know, but they're going to show that once, but they're not going to keep showing it over and over again like they do the girl up in my neck of the woods that they went up the wrong driveway and a 65-year-old guy shot him. You know, they're going to show that one all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that just happened like within the last, you know, week. And,
Dave, you know why they're doing this. They're replaying this over and over again because they're pushing gun control. You know why they're doing this.
Of course.
You know, I can't help it. I mean, what did the cheerleader do when she jumped in the wrong car? Give me a B. Give me a U. Give me an L. Give me an L. Give me an E. Give me a T. Give me a bullet. Give me a bullet. You know, she would bring the pom-poms. They're going to replay this crap all over because they want to take away all our guns. And when they do that, we're done for as a society.
Okay, so the guy there that passed out all the state secrets and all this other stuff. What year did the movie, and I don't know, I do have the movie around someplace, but I couldn't locate it. What year did the Falcon and the Snowman come out? Remember that movie?
Gosh. Oh, I do. Yeah, the Falcon and the Snowman, that was back in the late 70s, I believe. Mid-70s? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that, but it's sort of like the same thing where this guy, you know, I don't forget, you know, the movie actor, of course, Sean Penn, you know, he plays the dope, which he deserves to play. But that was very similar to what was going on with us, where the guy initially was trying to get the word out properly, you know.
Okay, yeah, I got your answer here. It's 1979 book, so I was right about when the book came out, but the movie came out in 1985.
Yeah, and I just see the strong similarities there. You know, Francis Boyle isn't on at the moment, of course, but if I was going to call him, I'd want to ask him about Morgellons. Remember when people had, like, these fibers growing underneath their skin, and you feel, you know, something crawling under their skin? And this has been quite a while since people were talking about Morgellons and chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yep.
I think it was back in the 90s also, you know. And I'm wondering how long this, you know what I mean? It sounds a lot like graphene oxide to me, you know, where things are formulating under your body, you know, in your skin and crawling around and you know.
Yep.
At this point in time, you can actually see them moving under your skin. You know, that's nice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have a whole heck of a lot to say, but I just hope that I, you know, got people thinking a little bit and, you know.
Well, that's the reason thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. This is one of the reasons why we have the commentary we do, because, see, you may agree or disagree. This is why we play a disclaimer at the beginning of the show, folks. I'm not going to ever tell you to tune out, and if you don't like it, go somewhere else. No, I'm never going to tell you that, because I have respect for your freedom of speech. That's why we have an open phone line at 844-769-2944. And if you got a problem with anything, and you can convince me that what I'm doing is A, wrong, or B, incorrect in what I'm stating, you are welcome to call this show and try and change my mind. Because I'm trying to be right-thinking, spiritual about all of this. You know, there isn't a racist bone in my body. So, you know, those of you that think that there is, you are sadly mistaken. Tom in South Carolina, go.
Digital money.
Oh, no, not that.
Well, I hold up signs around town and over at the state capitol, and it's been safe, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. Started when Scalia died under unusual circumstances, and I put on a black robe and stood on the corner with a big sign, "Who killed Justice Scalia?" And got a lot of good response, very little negative, some.
Huh.
That surprised me that some people thought it was a good thing he was dead. So, you know, where they stood on things. But I just practiced my First Amendment this way, and one of the signs was digital money, shackles and chain, high tech but stupid. That one has been received fairly well. The one that really has been received good was electric cars belong on Mars, high tech but stupid. And a lot of people agree with that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They're driving around in those beaters with the Confederate flags hanging off the back. I love it. You know, I see a lot of that when I was down in Florida, man. People were driving around with the F Joe Biden flag, and then the other flag was a Confederate flag. And I'm just like, well, there you know who the rebel rousers are.
Well, I got a big blow up of Biden from a magazine. I got it blown up from a little picture to a big picture to put on my sign, and it looks a little bit like that old recruiting poster from World War II. Uncle Sam wants you, and he's pointing out at you. Well, I got Biden, and it says Uncle Joe wants you, and at the bottom it says in chains, and I actually have a striped suit and a basketball on a chain.
Oh, my. How was that received?
You brought that up. Well.
Oh, I bet it has. I bet it has. Tom, I appreciate your freedom of speech and your freedom of expression, because that's exactly what the First Amendment guarantees as well. I got the call stacking up, and I appreciate it. You keep up the good work, and we'll talk soon. John in Missouri, you're on. Go.
I was talking about this, complaining about the tax increases, your personal property tax. Well,
right.
First thing they tell you is, well, will you take that value for it? Well, you can't say no. And then what other subject can you come up with to increase them to lower your taxes?
Well, that would be going out and doing comps and then looking at, you know, current replacement costs. This is something that, you know, you have to make a possible call to your homeowner's insurance guy and ask him, you know, seriously, have they ever done a study to find out what the replacement cost would be on your house? But a majority of the people, what they're doing is they contact their realtor buddies and they try to pull comps, or you go on Zillow, or you go on, I know some people have done that, or they've gone to realtor.com and they've typed in all the parameters that match their house. And then they take up all of the age, they take that into consideration, and they actually do what's called a competitive market analysis. And they take that to the appraisal district, and they sit down with them and they tell them, look, this is the way it is. I just found out in the county that I'm in Texas, they've had 30,000 appraisal disputes filed. So you're not alone in your thought process, John.
Very good. Thanks so much for your hints and opinions.
Not a problem. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Chance, I haven't talked to you in a while. What are you doing?
Top of the morning to you, Dave Meister. I got to ask you something. I seem to have heard something about a shooting maybe 4 or 5 days ago in Augusta, Maine, and I haven't heard anything since. Are you aware of that?
I am. It was north of Augusta, and I did mention it on the show. A gentleman who is now in custody apparently has been alleged to have killed 4 people inside of a home and then took a shooting rampage out onto the interstate north of Augusta. Trying to think of the name, Bowdoin, 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 Maine, just north of Augusta. That's where the shooting occurred. And apparently the people that were on the interstate were injured. They weren't killed, but the people inside the house they found were, and they have somebody in custody. That's all I know at this point.
Well, I always wonder with these shootings, because I don't listen to mainstream media, so I haven't heard anything but a tidbit, you know, on the alternative media. But I always wonder when these shootings occur if they're MK Ultra connected, and or you know what I'm saying? And
yep.
since I haven't heard nothing, I was just curious. That's all.
Well, no, I mean that makes sense.
Yes, sir. Well,
it does.
Have a good day now, Dave Meister.
You too. Appreciate it. And the thing is, you know, if you've I'm half Polish, so any of you that got a good Polak joke out there, I've heard them all. I'm not racist. You know, and I could tell you, when I hear stuff like that, it's just like, oh, come on, really? Is that the best you got? The thing is that we all have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of expression. I try to make the show interesting. Well, Nancy, time for my medication. Yeah. Okay. Better be careful what you wish for. Now, right here on our stage, yeah. See, we do. I do about 80 different character voices, and I do it because we need to break up the monotony of the show. Because otherwise, if I was to sit here and inundate you with negative news day in and day out without making fun of things, life would be one big bummer, and you wouldn't want to tune in because there would be nothing fun about the show. Besides your phone calls, those are fun. I love hearing from you guys. That's why we have a toll-free number. And we talk about stuff that matters. You know, life matters. Life happens. We don't want to, you know, have everybody just sitting on their keisters and waiting for the black SUVs to roll up before we do something. You got to be proactive now more than ever if you want this nonsense to stop. It's the big merry-go-round, and it's all happening inside the Beltway. Here's a little thing in the health category. This is really amazing. Did you know, we have another article in here about junk food brainwashes so you're wired to eat more? Did you know that? If you're like most people, you're consuming an unhealthy amount of sugar on a regular basis, hidden in processed food, added by the teaspoon to coffee and tea, or used to sweeten candy, cakes, and beverages. All of these things, when you start eating these high sugar snacks, your brain starts going haywire. Eating junk food for a week can impair your appetite control, control the data also show the more sugar you eat, the lower your nutrient intake. I point to that movie, Super Size Me, where the guy just did nothing but go to McDonald's. And every time they said, would you like that supersized? Oh, yeah. And he got sick eating junk food. Should tell you something. A doctor in Ontario, we have, as a matter of fact, two doctors. Ah, that would be a paradox. Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, two Ontario doctors. Oh, was that Groucho? Yeah. Accused of spreading COVID misinformation, including one who provided groundless vaccine exemptions to 168 people, attesting the shots would expose them to unacceptable medical risk, have just now given up their medical licenses, never to seek them again. Wow. Dr. Kay Elliott joins us after the top of the hour break, hopefully, here on the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us and for your phone calls this hour. God bless all of you. We'll see you next hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.